beginning to cover the people was rediscovering the Bible. One of the things that they did was called a conference, where after the preacher would preach, sometimes he would come down from around a little bit, and he would take questions from the people. Because one of the ways that our minds work is just to receive the word of God preaching as a message. But it is a lot easier in our minds sometimes, as far as teaching goes, when we're able to talk through the discovery. And if you go look at Acts chapter 9, and this is the story of Paul's conversion. Now look at verse 20, what happened right after he was converted. Acts 9, verse 20. It says, "And immediately he proclaimed Jesus in the synagogues, saying, 'He is the Son of God.' And all who heard him were amazed, and said, 'Is not this the man who did happy in Jerusalem of those who called upon his name? Has he not come here for this purpose to bring them bound before the chief priests?' But Saul increased all the more in strength, now look at this, and confounded the Jews who lived in Damascus by proving that Jesus was the Christ." So Paul refuted the error and proved it from the scripture what is true. So there's engagement of other thinking. Now look at Acts chapter 17. Verse 10. Here we have Paul and Silas in Berea. It says the brothers immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. When they arrived, they went into the Jewish synagogue. They are the Jewish synagogue. Now these Jews were more noble than those of Thessalonica. They received the word with all ears, examining the scriptures they had to see these things were said. So they heard the word and they searched with their mind and actively thank you for seeing this through the truth. Look at Acts chapter 19. This is Paul in Ephesus. Beginning of verse 8. It said, "And he entered the synagogue, and for three months, he spoke boldly, reasoning and persuading them about the kingdom of God. But when some became stubborn and continued in unbelief, speaking evil of the way before the congregation, he withdrew from them and took the disciples with him, reasoning daily in the hall of Tyrannus." For 3 months, he reasoned daily with a group of disciples. This continued for 2 years. So there's an occasion in the room. God has given us minds and love for the Lord. So if you think on some of the things that you've discussed, some of you have more questions than you didn't talk about. Yes. For us to discuss this Our great Father God, we are so thankful that you have sent your Son into this world to rescue us, that you have not left us to rescue us, but you are the Word in flesh. Welcome among us. And that the revelation of Christ is inscripturated in the Holy Bible for us to read and to know and understand. We thank you for the church, brothers and sisters of Christ, with whom we have fellowship. And Lord, that's what we want to do tonight here at this time. We want to fellowship in the truth, to discuss your word with one another, discuss questions with one another. We pray that you bless our time, that you give the men who are giving answers, clarity of thought, biblical thought, and clarity of speech. accept all the questions, and we did all of them, we would only allow 5 minutes per question. Okay? So if you want to budget your time, we'll try to pay you and see some things that have helped us get to all of them. We're going to try to finish tonight here. Let's see, this is going to be a real problem in the comment. So let's go ahead and begin. First question, how can I work to revive a friendship with a believer when they don't seem interested in a friendship with you anymore? Is there ever a point where you back off?
Thank you.
talk about the things that he does now as a Christian. He's leading people to the kingdom. He's following people to Jesus Christ. The work of the kingdom, he said, well, I am God's answer to your Christian.
Because they're every kind of parents.
counsel from your parents and advice from your parents. Be very careful here. There may come a time, there may be many points, when your parents want you to make a decision and you want to make a different decision. Both decisions are within God's general will. Both decisions are God's decisions.
Talk about that way. The simplest way I had to describe it today, here's the second one in that confession. The way of confession. Prior to that, or particular Baptist and separate Baptist confession. Calvinistic Baptist. Reformed Baptist.
Saved, and those that are, and the Baptist
graduate school was a Roman Catholic and not a very serious one, and I'm trying to think of ways to help her realize that she is not okay just because she grew up in the Catholic Church.
I have
this world and commune with him and pray for his commands. Not the justice problem in the fourth heaven, but you do have an injured relationship problem with your Father. The clouds can come to you and you see you can say, Lord, forgive me for injuring this world, not helping you to mess up our community. This is a practical question. In living in a fallen world, where we must live by the sweat of our brow, it seems that time management can be a challenge. As a young person, it can be hard to use to learn time, in the best way, or even in a good way. It takes time to build relationships, to work, to pray, to read the scripture, and also to rest. And time is limited. Can you give some advice or insight about using time in a wise, God-honoring way?
Thank you. Unless you are prepared or have the plans to be prepared within a certain period of time.
Okay, this next question is from me. It says, in regards to Pastor Hicks' sermon, how should a Christian distinguish between insults and calling out evil for what it is? For example, Christ is Lord Jesus. And if you think about it, even if you should speak for that, it talks about that the only words that come out of our mouth should be about which edify. So Christ is Lord, right? The truth. So on prayer, what Bible
question from Ephesians chapter 3, for this reason, Paul swears, for this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the whole family in heaven and earth in his name, and will grant you, according to the riches of the Lord, be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, through Christ, and for their march to today. It goes on. But we can pray, brothers, that they will be strengthened with power. The inner man, brothers, we can pray that that is the will of God, that that is something that we can pray for our persons.
Church opens its doors to homosexual people and lets some of them be a part of worship. So, says verse 2, I will ponder the way that is blameless. Willing me to come to a living room to me. I will walk through the integrity of heart within my house. I will not set before my eyes anything that is worthless. And those things that you can say that was great, that's very obvious. And it's worthless.
John Baptist had a great story to tell.
sounds like a question also about the American Revolution. Might be regular to you, because you